You're doing 1984, right? Aren't you doing the like live action?
I added it to my library, but I have not started yet.
Have you ever done? I mentioned last week the Skyward series, which is Brandon Sanderson's. Have you done those?
I've listened to all those.
Did you do? I didn't do the newest one that came out in December, Defiant. Did you do that one?
I have done Defiant.
Oh, is it good? It's like on my
It is
list to
good.
do this in the next
It
month.
is good. You know, the challenge I had with that book is that it had been so long since I listened to the
Same.
last book.
I was like, where
Yeah,
is
that it's like.
Spencer at? What happened in the last book? Did you read any of the books that I recommended last week?
I have read some of the books that you recommended last week already, but I did not start any new books in the past week. Right now, I'm listening to a book called "I Will Find You." It is by Harlan Coben. Basically, it's a story about a man who goes to prison for murdering his son, even though he didn't murder his son,
Wow.
and then he learns that his son is actually alive. But I will say, so in this week we're talking about nonfiction. However, I do want to give another honorable mention.
To last
I
week?
recently,
Wait, you want to
to
give
last
an
week.
honorable. Okay. What is it when you do an honorable mention a week late?
I don't know what that's called. I don't have a metaphor for you either.
Oh, thank God.
There's a book called Butcher and Blackbird. It's by an author called Bryn, named Bryn Weaver.
Okay.
It is great. So it's basically about these two. Like they're killers, right? But they kill bad people, so vigilantes or whatever they're called. But it's the book itself is it's so funny. It is there's so much humor in the book. And these two people, basically they're like assassins. They become friends and they start doing this annual, like every year, like they have their own jobs. They're one guy is like a master chef, has three restaurants. They meet up every year and go for a hunt after a specific target, but it's not that part of the book that is the part that's so amazing. It's the humor and the characters and the way that they just you get to learn so much about the characters and then they fall in love. And anyway, it was an enjoyable read. That's my honorable mention. But that is in the past. We are now in the present. It's been so long since we talked about fiction books. So now we are going to talk about nonfiction. And just to catch you up on the rules, we're going to follow the same format as last week. So we have our best, our first, and our favorite. And we can have up to two honorable mentions for nonfiction. Good news is there are not many series of nonfiction books. So we can't use like a series as one of our honorable mentions. So just because books are written by the same author does not mean they are a series. I see you looking at your list and making a face.
I was thinking Bible-related jokes. It's fine. go. Sounds great. I
No,
love the
and
rules.
so
You're up
yeah.
first. Walk
No,
us
you're up
through.
first. I was up first last week.
Oh,
You're
we're
up
switching
first.
it.
Give us your best.
Oh, man. It's so weird that best is the beginning. I don't know why that really weirds me out.
I know, isn't it? Well,
Okay.
because you came up with BFF.
I didn't come up with it. Merlin Mann did. I stole it. It's fine. Okay, I'm going to go best. Those guys have all the fun. It is a book about ESPN and the creation of it. This particular author goes through many, many, many types of books like this. You know, he did a great one way, way, way back on like HBO. He did The War for Late Night. He did one more recently on CAA, the agency, you know, that everyone's a part of. And I just love, love, love it. It's so good. The audiobook of it, if you get a chance to do that, however you get your audiobooks, is read by all of the anchors at ESPN. So like Linda Cohn reads her part and Stuart Scott Lee reads his part. I know it's a little bit emotional to go back to now. It's long. So James Andrew Miller and Tom Shales, who put together the book, James Andrew Miller's the guy I was talking about. He's not exactly gonna take a quick road through anything. And so it's 27 hours. I think it's 28 hours, really. But it is freaking awesome. And I have such a like deep understanding of how ESPN came to be because of that book. So pick any one of his books and read any one of them. But that particular one, I think, is it's the best. It's the best. I love him. I love reading it.
Nice. Very, very nice. My best book that I've read, along the same kind of category as yours, slightly different, Shoe Dog by Phil.
Good book.
And it is a story of Nike. And I actually got interested in that book, not because of wanting to know the story of Nike directly, but I was in my sneakerhead phase. And I was going through and I wanted to learn. And I was just all about it, right? And so I came across this book and I read it. And it is so, so good. And they've made a movie about it since. It's called Air.
Yeah.
I think it's on streaming or whatever.
And like last week, excellent. I mean, excellent movie. Really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did a really good job following the book. Ben Affleck, some other people I can't think of right now.
Matt Damon, main star. The guy who plays Jordan is super dope. And Viola Davis. That's Jordan's mom.
Oh, yeah, that's
which,
right.
If you don't know, Michael's funny mom. Funny story there. Ben Affleck told this story on Bill Simmons. He wanted to make the movie, and Jordan said, only if Viola Davis can play my mom. And Ben Affleck's like, we can't afford Viola Davis. Like, there's no way. And he's like, that's my rule. And so he called Viola Davis and asked her to play Jordan's mom.
Yeah, good on her. The book is fantastic, though. I mean, you know, the part... So learning about Phil's story, and there's so many lessons in there. There's so many inspirational moments in there, and there's so many just instances where, like, I think we can all relate to, right? Like, coming up with something great and failing or not having people believe in you and just pushing hard and persevering and making it through. And it's the story we've heard a million times, right? You stay focused, you stay dedicated, you work hard, it'll pay off. All that aside, the accomplishments aside, towards the end of the book, there is a part where he talks about when Michael's father died. And they had the funeral services. And Phil was invited. And it's like, without going into a whole lot of detail about that, read the book, you'll read more about it. What that, to me, what that says is it feels not just a person who created a company and a brand that sells shoes. He connected, he developed bonds and relationships with his athletes and with the people that represented his company. And so much so that, you know, if somebody in my family passed, I wouldn't invite the CEO of my company to go to the funeral, right? No disrespect to that person, but I just don't know them that well, right? That's a very, that's maybe one of your most intimate moments in life. And it just speaks to the compassion and the connection that Phil was able to develop. So gave me a whole lot of admiration, not only for the brand and not only for him and his business abilities, but for him as a human being and as a person.
Yeah.
Love the book. Highly recommend it. Whether you like sneakers or not, it doesn't matter. It's just such a great read and such a great book. And watch the movie. It's great.
Yeah, love it. That is awesome. Really, thanks. Great recommendation. Okay, so the next category is the first book that you would recommend someone to read if they were picking up nonfiction. I really struggled here, but I did decide. And it's one of my favorite authors and one of my favorite ways to do it. Some people really don't like this person because they don't like turns out type of writing. But I love Malcolm Gladwell and I love The Tipping Point. Absolutely great book. You can read it as a sociology book and you can read it as a business book. And either way, I think it's really, really good. It marries with a few of his other books around that same time, Outliers and Blink, to make like kind of a complete story. But I think The Tipping Point is brilliant. It's a go back and read every 5 years for me type of book. And I really, really think it's a great first book for someone to read in this space.
Very nice. That's actually on my wish list. A few of his books are on my wish list. So you got me into him with Revisionist History, although I don't listen to that podcast anymore. But yeah, definitely on my list. So thank you for recommending that. My first book, and this is going in a slightly different direction. And this is where, Courtney and Ryan, I'm just going to apologize. The first book I would recommend is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, by Mark Manson. Just, I think if you're new to nonfiction, there's different ways you can go. You can go with autobiographies and biographies, and, you can go with self-help. Mm-hmm. And I think when I think about self-help, I just love this book. Honestly, like, I was gravitated toward it with the title. Like, you see this bright orange book with this title and you're like, ah, oh, what is this about? It sounds interesting. But then when you read it, like, it is, there's a lot of great content in there, and it's just, it's an amazing read. I highly recommend it for anybody who just wants to be able to learn how to let go and how to really focus on what's really important. Yeah. And not let all the noise around you in life consume your environment. So great, great book. Highly recommend. And I think he had a follow-up book as well, which is a good book. Unfuck Yourself, I think was his too.
Yeah.
Subtle Arts, my
option. I just sent you, he was on...
I've listened to that episode.
Yeah, he was on Kevin Rose this week. And I think one of the, you know, so he was talking about the moment where he was talking about Zen Buddhism, right? And he referenced this idea of, like, there are no solutions in life, only better questions. And he made that idea of, like, the person suffering homelessness and Warren Buffett both have money problems, but Warren Buffett clearly has better money problems, right? I like that he talks about, like, the title of that book is both the blessing and the curse, because it got a lot of people like you to pick it up and read it because it had a bad word in it. But it also turns off some people that don't understand that it has this depth of, like, what it's really about is giving up things that you don't need in your life to fill it with things that you do. Great podcast episode. Kevin Rose's realignment on his podcast has been so good. I'm so glad he's back in podcasting. Okay.
All right. Let's go to your honorable mentions before you share your favorite.
Yes.
If you have,
I do. I have two, which I think is in the rules. Brené Brown, Dare to Lead. I could have picked any Brené Brown book and I would have been happy here. But I think, you know, you have to have a Brené story at some point in your life, and it can be a little bit cliche, but I think it's really, really important. And that particular book, deals with shame in a way that I think is really impressive. And I really like it. The second honorable mention is a book called How to Be Perfect by Michael Schur. It is a book that came from his work on a TV show. It is one of my favorites of all time. If we ever do BFF for TV shows, this one will come up. It's called The Good Place. And it is a study of moral philosophy done through a comedy book. And what I love about it is brilliant in and of itself. And he uses the actors and actresses and themes from The Good Place to do the audiobook. So if you know that show, you will die laughing when Janice beeps in to be the footnotes of every chapter. And I think it's really, really great. Janice. Can't remember. Super good. Those are my honorable mentions. How about you?
Man, I had a hard time with one of these. What I landed on was Will by Will Smith.
Oh, I didn't like it. Might be a little controversial. Yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
See, I did, and I think what I enjoyed about it was him, and I listened to it versus reading it. So I think, yeah, I think hearing him tell his own story, it brought it more realism, right? I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but that made me enjoy it, and I really did. I did like that book. My other honorable mention, and the toss-up on that was Burn Book, but brand new book by Kara Swisher, but I, you know, we just talked about it last week, so I didn't really want to... put it on my list.
Yeah, sure.
My other one, and I love this book, is I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. So Jeanette McCurdy is she was a child actress. She was in iCarly, and it is her memoir, and it is touching and funny, and the title gives you pause, right? But as you listen to the book, you kind of realize that, like, you know, this is a child actor whose mom was so obsessed with her success that she suffered from, you know, body image issues and anorexia and eating disorders. And her mom lied to her and all these things to just be great. And she did. She was successful and she was popular. And it's like, that was like the escape for her finally, right? Not that she didn't love her mom, but that was the freedom in a sense. So highly recommend you read that book. It's just a great read. So, all right. Your favorite nonfiction book?
My favorite is Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain. you know, Tony passed away 5 years ago, 6 years ago now. And I read this book, I guess, 15 years ago, something like that. It was a really long time ago. And I remember, one, being fascinated by the imagery and the bluntness and the way that he talks about food and the reality of what it's like to be a chef and the drugs and the all the things that go into it. But then when you go from there to its follow-up book, Medium Raw, and you then watch him on TV, and I don't know if you were into Anthony to see that. He's my brother. He's my brother-in-law's favorite chef in person. I just think that book is so real and so meaningful, and I think a lot of my love of cooking really stems from that. I mean, some other things in life, my grandma and other reasons, but like, I just remember how viscerally it made me feel about food. And so people that I watch, you know, the Josh Wisemans of the world and Kenji Lopez and stuff, like, I just, that book kind of, I can draw a really clear line to that book and how that made me feel. I think it's a brilliant book and a read anyone should do. It's read by him, which has an extra special feeling now that he's no longer with us. But I just think it's brilliant.
That is an amazing book. Great, great call. Mine is in a slightly different direction. My favorite book is Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. It is his kind of, I guess, memoir, autobiography. It's a relatively quick read. If you're listening to it, it's about 6 hours. It's not super long.
Matthew McConaughey. What does he have to say for more than 6 hours? All right. I think we should take our shirts off.
So here's the thing. Like, all jokes aside about Matthew McConaughey, right?
Is he really,
like,
a deep guy?
He is. I mean, it's not about going deep though, but it is about like he is such a unique character, and I think the thing about Matthew McConaughey that is so, like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, like, that it's so impactful for people is when you actually, like, stop and, like, look at him as the person he is and the life he lives, you realize that he is one of those individuals who just lives his life the way he wants to. He has all the fun that he wants to in the world. He works when he wants to, and when he does, he puts his all into it, right? But he also just knows how to just, like, connect with family and sit on the beach and get high and just, like there's so many, like, he's not the super philosophical, super deep person, right? You're not going to get that from him. But you are going to walk away after reading this book and understand his philosophy and his differences between green lights, yellow lights, and red lights in life, and how you can use those to make the decisions that best fit you in your life in that moment. You also kind of learn where all right came from, right? And just how he got his start. And it's interesting. Like, I think I enjoyed the book. So I enjoyed it so much, I actually listened to it twice within the same month. Like, I just really, really liked the book. And I think when I think nonfiction, it is one of those books that I can go back to and listen and read over and over and over again and never get tired of it. So that is my pick.
Well, from all right, to the person who absolutely says, fuck the best. These are great books. I hope you go read them. Skinny Fries.